You're listening to a message from Pastor Femi Ibitoye, continuing our series, The Pursuit of God. Be sure to check out the study guide for this week's message at eastbrook.org/sermons.
Let us pray. Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy to receive all the glory, honor, power, and majesty. You are worthy because you died for us, and with your blood you purchased people for yourself from every tribe, language, tongue, and nation. Holy Spirit, thank you for bearing witness and confirming to us that we are children of God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your amazing love for us that caused you to send Jesus to die on the cross. Please be with us as I open the word of God to your people. We appreciate and celebrate you today. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Amen. Today we continue our sermon series, which is The Pursuit of God, The Life of David. And today's sermon is Generous God, Generous King. Generous God, Generous King. No, we have a generous God. We have a generous God who is good to all. And in today's sermon, I pray that I'll be able to convince you or remind you of the generosity of God. And I'll also be saying today that King David was a generous man. And we'll see that from the scripture passage from 1 Chronicles 28 and 29. As a matter of fact, David said this about the generosity of God and of God in 1 Chronicles 29, 14, which says, "But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generous as this? Everything comes from you, God, and we have given you only what comes from your hand." It is my prayer that it will be said of us as a church and as individuals that we are generous people, that we are generous just like our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So there is this story of a generous man. His name is Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas was an early Christian bishop, and he lived and ministered during the 4th century. He was actually born around 280 AD. Saint Nicholas was known for his generosity. He was a generous man. Actually, after a while, they called him the saint of generosity because of what he did. He did most of his generous acts secretly. There's this famous one that we hear a lot about, that is written a lot about, him giving 3 daughters of a poor man their dowries so they could get married. Because if he did not do that, they could end up in slavery. And he did all his life. He did that. His parents died young and left him an inheritance. And he used his inheritance to serve others. And that's the kind of God person he was. And I'm praying that we will be like that too. That we will have a heart of generosity towards others. In Jesus' name, amen. So the context of our scripture today is this. 1 Chronicles 28 and 29. King David was nearing the end of his life. And so he called the leaders, the elders, and asked them and called them. And it was during that time that we get my first point, which is that God was generous to David. God was generous to David. And he chose him from a humble beginning. He chose David from a humble beginning. Listen as I read from 1 Chronicles 28, 4 to 7. It will be on the screens. And it says this. Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader. And from the tribe of Judah, he chose my family. And from my father's son, he was pleased to make me king over Israel. Of all my sons, and the Lord has given me many, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, Solomon, your son, is the one who will build my house and my courts. For I've chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. I will establish his kingdom forever if he is unswerving in carrying out my commands and laws, as is being done at this time. You see, God did not choose King David because he was royalty. He did not choose him because he was born into high society or he was educated. God chose David because of grace. The choosing of David is a gift of God, his generosity towards David. David did not earn it, but God gave it. And I know many of us, if you look at your life, you will see that God has been generous to you. You did not earn it, but God gave it. What a mighty God we serve. Amen? Amen. So God gave King David his Holy Spirit to guide him with the plan of the temple. Listen as I read from 1 Chronicles 28, 11 to 12, and then verse 19. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, the upper parts, his inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple of God and for the treasuries for the dedicated things. Verse 19 says this, all this, David said, I have in writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me. And he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. So God was generous to give David, gave him his Holy Spirit so he could understand the plan of the temple. So do you need wisdom today? Do you need wisdom today? Perhaps you need it so you can lead your home. Need wisdom to have a successful marriage. Wisdom in your business. Wisdom to lead a life group. If we need wisdom, the Bible says we can ask God and he will give us. James 1 verses 5 says this. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without fault, and it will be given to you. You know, the Holy Spirit played a significant role in King David's life. In King David's life. And David, in the book of Psalms, mentions the Holy Spirit at least twice. In Psalm 51, he talked about that God should not take his Holy Spirit from him. That is when he sinned against Bathsheba. David also talks about the Holy Spirit in Psalm 139. And that's where he said, where can I go from your Spirit? Wherever I am, you are there. So David acknowledges the presence of his Holy Spirit and it's important. As a Christian, the Holy Spirit should be important to you too. The Holy Spirit should be important to you because he helps us He's the life giver. He's the way maker. He's the giver of joy, the joy of our salvation. Amen? Let's keep going. God was generous to David by establishing an everlasting kingdom for him that will never end. And Pastor Ruth spoke about this several weeks ago. 2 Samuel 7:16 says, "Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." This is totally the generosity of God. It is not because David deserved this, but God promised that out of David's line, he will establish a house for him forever and ever. And we see that fulfillment in Jesus Christ. We will see it again in Jesus Christ. So we have seen that God was generous to David. So now I want us to look at the fact that David was a generous king. David was a generous king. So King David was generous in sharing his wealth for the building of the temple. 1 Chronicles 29:3 says this, "Besides my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God, over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple." David provided generously for the building of the temple that Solomon will end up building. As a matter of fact, David provided almost everything apart from building it. He provided the land. He provided security. He provided the funds. He provided the materials. He provided peace around. So what Solomon just needed to do was build it. David was a generous man. Another point is this. King David was generous in sharing the word of God with Solomon and the people of Israel. 1 Chronicles 28 verses 8 to 9 says this. "So now, I charge you in the sight of all Israel and of the assembly of the Lord and in the hearing of our God, be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord our God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever." King David was generous in sharing the word of God with the people of Israel and Solomon. But I don't think King David knew this. I don't think he knew that he would be sharing the word of God with us. That thousands of years later, we'll be reading the word because of his obedience to God and his reliance on God. 72 of the Psalms of the book of Psalms are attributed to King David. Take Psalm 23. Millions of people have been blessed by that psalm. Some people on their deathbed, Psalm 23 is what is read to them. Psalm 34, Psalm 27. We read it and we sing it here at Eastbrook Church. The words that King David will share with us without his knowledge, without knowing. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. David was generous with his praise of God. He did not hold back. He did not hold back his praise of God. 1 Chronicles 29:10 to 13. We read that earlier in our worship service. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power. and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are the strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your holy name. Amen. King David had a heart of worship. Had a heart of worship. And we see that from the book of Psalms. Take Psalm 103. And I'm taking Psalm 103 because that's my favorite psalm. And it says, praise the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not one of his benefits. And then King David continues to go on with the psalm. But at the end of the psalm, he was so excited and he asked the angels to join him and he asked the heavenly beings to join him. And then he asked us to join him. He asked us to join him. And he says, praise the Lord, everyone, everywhere where the works of God is, all over his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Amen. I pray that you and I will have a generous, we'll be generous. We'll be generous in our praise of God because he is worthy. He is worthy of our highest praise. Amen? Amen. So David invited the leaders to give and they responded generously. 1 Chronicles 29:6-9 says this. Then the leaders of the families, the officers of the tribe of Israel, the commanders of the thousand and the commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave towards the work of the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 dirhams of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Anyone who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they have been given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoice greatly. Generous living and generous giving are contagious. And we see it here. So the leaders and the rulers and the elders of the tribe of Israel, when they saw what David did, they also joined in. They also joined in and given to the temple. This is a wonderful example for us all. I wonder if you've heard the phrase paying it forward or committing random acts of kindness. I was at a store the other day at Aldi and went there to stop. So I was going to get a shopping cart. And as I was doing that, I saw this woman, total stranger, and she offered her cart to me. And I offered to pay her, it's 25 cents, is what you do to do it. And she said no, that someone gave it to her, and that I should pay it forward, which is what I did. I paid it forward, I gave it to someone to use. That is how things take root. When you show a random act of kindness to someone, and they show it to someone else, then it takes roots and it flies. I pray that our church will be a generous place in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Joy is a byproduct of generosity. When you are generous, God gives you his joy. And that joy is a fruit of the Spirit. So now we have seen God be generous to David, and we have seen that David is a generous king. And so now I want us to see that God has been generous to us. God has been generous to us as human beings. You know, creation reveals God's generosity to humans. Isbrook, let's take a moment to enjoy God's generosity to us. Look at the moons and the stars. God did not just make a functional world to just make it work. He made it beautiful. He made it beautiful. The flowers, and there's a lot of flowers blooming right now. There's a lot of flowers blooming right now. God is a generous artist, and he has generously shared the earth with us. As a matter of fact, he made us rulers of it all. So King David captured this sentiment of God's generosity to us as human beings in Psalm 8, where it states, "Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praises of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avengers. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you cared for them. You made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hand. You put everything under their feet, the flocks and their herds, the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and the creatures that move, that swim in the parts of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." Amen. 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 How majestic is your name in all the earth. God's generosity. God is generous with his providence on the people, the good and the bad. God is generous to us all. And Matthew chapter 5, verses 45 says this. "He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Yes, God is generous to us. The song we sing here, "All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God." Amen. Yes, amen. God has been generous to us with the gift of Jesus. So God has been generous to us with the gift of Jesus. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, in Philippians chapter 2, God just shares this story of Jesus, his unfailing love to us, and his radical and sacrificial generosity. See, he did not consider his position as God something to be grasped, but he made himself humble. And he humbled himself even to the death on the cross for our sake. He radically, unselfishly gave himself to us so that we might live. And because he did that, God gave him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Every knee on earth and under the earth. and every tongue will proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen? Amen. So God the Father and Jesus, the Lamb of God, will be with us believers in eternity, graciously lavishing his blessings on us more than we can imagine. The generosity of God extends forever. You know, we have been talking about his generosity right now to us, but just wait. We haven't seen anything. The Bible says, no eyes have seen, no mind has known what is in store for us. What is in store for us as believers? God is going to unleash his generosity on us. But we get a glimpse of it in Revelation chapter 21. He talks about where there will be no more death, there will be no more pain or sorrow. Life eternal with us. Wow. When he talks about no man has a sin, I do have vivid imagination, and I have imagined what will happen in heaven. And wild imagination. But that would be nothing in comparison to what is going to be. Wow, our God is great. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So how can we make this real? Praise God and King Jesus for his generosity towards you. Receive his gift with gratitude. We need to show our gratitude to God, to thank him for being generous to us. When we were totally lost from our own doing, and we were under judgment, we were in bondage to sin and death, God, in his generosity, in his love, set us free. And he gave us life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Wow, what? And if that were not enough, God also adopted us into his family. And if that were not enough, he made us joint heirs with Christ. He made us royalty in his family. So how should we respond? We respond with gratitude. We respond with gratitude. Are you here? You have never responded to the gift of salvation that is found in Jesus Christ. What are you waiting for? Today can be a day of salvation for you. God has been generous to you. Let's respond to his gift. Amen. So praise God for using people like King David to show his generosity. God used King David to show his generosity to us all. You know, Psalm 23 that I was talking about a while ago, kind of like in the middle there, King David said this, you set a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. God has shown his generosity through King David. But God has shown his generosity through people like you. Eastbrook Church is a generous church. And you have shown this generosity to countless people all around the world. And I'm a living witness of that. I am grateful to Eastbrook Church for your generosity, especially towards internationals. The work that you are doing for foreigners is commendable. It's commendable. And I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you as you serve him in this way, in Jesus' name. So keep doing it. Keep being generous. You'll be blessed for it. And that's my last point, actually. Be generous. Be generous. Give financially. Give yourself to serve God and others. You are blessed when you give. You know, Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, give, and it will be given unto you. Good measures shaken together and running over. And running over. You cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive God. At Eastbrook, we display this slide every week, just giving us the opportunity to give financially. Giving financially is part of our discipleship, and it's something that we ought to be doing. If you're here and you've not joined us in giving to the work of God, start today. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measures shaken together and running over. Remember that everything you have comes from God. God is the one that gives you the ability to produce wealth, as we read in 1 Chronicles 29:14. As I conclude my message about King David, it is evident that the Holy Spirit worked in David, and I pray he will work in your life to be generous. Let us pray. We praise you, God, because you are a generous God and you love us. Help us to be generous like King David. Help us to be generous like you, Lord. We are so grateful for your generosity towards us. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from Pastor Femi Ibetoye. We welcome you to join us for our weekend worship services at 8, 9:30, and 11 a.m. For more information, please visit eastbrook.org.